Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. I'm moving right on through, halfway through now, the month of January, January 16th. 15 more days to go, and we'll have January under our belt. Brr, it's cold outside, isn't it? But it's winter time, and we kind of expected it to get cold at some point. Been pretty good up till now, and so we'll take the cold just like we do the warm, and we'll just say this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And so I hope you'll stay warm and keep yourself out of the elements as much as you can. And let's just continue to serve the Lord today. All right. Hey, I want to share something with you today from Matthew chapter 11. I call it Lessons from a Great Man. Lessons from a great man. I know when we talk about great men of the Bible, you talk about Moses or David or Abraham or a lot of the Old Testament Elijah characters. But wait, rarely on the list is this man, Matthew 11 and verse 1. It came to pass, when Jesus made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and preach in their cities. Now when John heard in prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Go, and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. And verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. John the Baptist was an amazing and unique individual. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He was a preacher. He was peculiar. Ate locusts and wild honey. But he lived a spirit-filled life. Did you know when you receive Christ your Savior that you can live a spirit-filled life? But not only that, he lived a separated life. He's saying, Jesus said that his disciples would be in this world, but not of this world. John lived a servant life. John lived a selfless life. He built up quite a following, but when Jesus came on the scene, his disciples started following Jesus. He pointed them to the Messiah. John lived a soul-winning life. He said, I'm not the light, but I came to bear witness of the light. You understand, 400 years have passed without anyone hearing from God until John the Baptist came preaching the kingdom of God. God's delays are not God's denials, my friend. He preached the truth, and he preached against what's wrong. Now, he's in prison because he was preaching against Herod that it was wrong for him to take Herodias to be his wife because he was his brother Philip's wife. During that time in prison, John sends two of his disciples to ask Jesus, Art thou he that should come, or should we look for another? And of course, Jesus replied to them, tells him how great John was. And listen, he said, well, how could he doubt? We could all have times of doubt. Can we use that our lesson number one? We all experience times of doubt. How could John said, hey, there cometh one after me, the latchet of whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose? How can John the Baptist, who said, Builder, that he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and the fire, the one that comes after me? How could John the Baptist, who said, Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world? How about John the Baptist, who said, He, Jesus, must increase and I must decrease? Now he asked, Are you the one that should come, or do we look for another? 1 year in prison. 1 year isolated. And he began to have some doubt. Did you know isolation brings doubt? We are made to fellowship. We are saved to fellowship with God and with other believers. The devil always wants to isolate. It's interesting to contrast Elijah with John. He came in the spirit and power of Elijah. That Old Testament prophet saw God work many powerful miracles. You remember him against the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. Then he stood up after God answered and consumed the sacrifice. Elijah got up and slew all 400 of them. And later, when the wicked son of Ahab and Jezebel sent a contingent of 50 soldiers to take him captive, he called fire down from heaven and consumed them. A second group of 50 came, and it happened again. Yet it's interesting, John the Baptist performed no miracles. So when Herod decided to imprison him, he didn't call fire down from heaven to consume him. He didn't consume the arresting soldiers. His prayer and the prayer of his disciples on his behalf, I'm sure, was to get him out of prison, but God didn't do that either. He sat in the dungeon day after day, week after week, month after month, and a year. He ate that meager diet of probably just bread and water, and he wondered, if Jesus is the Messiah, why am I still in prison? It's difficult when you go through trials, and it seems that God is ignoring your prayers, to be on guard. That's why later Peter would write about the fiery trials that will try you. There's always even a bit of doubt, even when we have faith. But the key is to act on the faith and not on the doubt. The three Hebrew children weren't going to bow down. They were going to go to the fiery furnace. They said, King, we're not bowing down. Our God will deliver us. But if not, we're still not bowing down. They knew there's a possibility that God wouldn't deliver them. Gideon is 300, walls of Jericho and Joshua, Daniel in the lion's den. They knew that was that possibility, but they acted on the faith and not on the doubt. We all have times of doubt. What do we do with doubts? We'll do what John's disciples did. They went to Jesus with their doubts. Because faith will make doubt flee. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Go to Jesus and take him at his word. He doeth all things well. After John was beheaded, they buried him, and they went and told Jesus. Doubtful, hurting, lonely, anxious, frustrated, puzzled, go to Jesus. John sent his disciples straight to Jesus. He didn't send them to scribes and Pharisees. That would have only deepened their doubts. He didn't come consult a commentary. Wouldn't have been much help there either. He sent them directly to Jesus. And Jesus didn't say, cursed he who doubts me. No, he didn't say that. He said, if you're struggling with doubt, you take your doubts to Jesus. He said, you tell him, listen, here's what you see. Here's what's happening. Believe me. Listen, make sure you're in submission to the Lord. Make sure there's no sin you're harboring that's lying beneath the surface of your doubts. Pour out your confusion and your difficulty to God. Don't take your doubts to those who sit in judgment of God's word. Don't read after Bible critics. No, get the word of God himself. Lay hold of Jesus yourself. Bring your doubts to him. We all experience doubt. Go to Jesus with your doubt. Number three, remind yourself what the Lord has done. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor of the gospel preached to them. Remind yourself of the power of Christ. Remind yourself of the provision of Christ. Remind yourself of the blessings of Christ, the grace of Christ. It's grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. God will bring his word to your conscience when it's embedded in your memory. It'll help when you're tempted. It'll remind you of his ability to help you in all things. You'll be prepared to give an answer to all who ask, a reason to the hope that lies within you. Remind yourself what the Lord has done. Number four, God does not have to do it my way. What went ye out to see, Jesus said? A reed shaken in the wind? What went ye out to see? Somebody clothed in soft raiment? In other words, John wasn't anything what they expected to see. They had it in their mind how it would be, and he didn't fit their perceptions. Now, John was going through a difficult trial that's going to result in him getting his head cut off, but he was dealing with some disappointed expectations. Now, John knew that Christ was the Messiah. He knew that Jesus, who Jesus was. But he wanted them. He knew that the Jewish leaders weren't flocking to Jesus. It wasn't quite maybe what John was expecting either. You understand? Don't ask. Just ask God to do it. You don't have to tell God how to do it or how he must do it. Naaman the leper, remember, he was upset because he didn't want to go dip in the Jordan River because he thought he should do this or that. Well, that problem is get rid of your thoughts. God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, saith the Lord, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. His ways are much higher than our ways. His thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. So don't tell God how to do it. He doesn't have to do it my way. Number five, our life is to remind others of Jesus. It's interesting in Matthew 14 and verses 1 and 2. At that time Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus and said to his servants, this is John the Baptist, he's risen from the dead. He heard about Jesus, and guess who he thought it was? John the Baptist. How great it is to be mistaken for Jesus Christ. The Bible says all of us are to be conformed to the image of his son. When the wife of missionary Adoniram Judson told the newspaper article that a newspaper article likened him to some of the apostles, Adoniram Judson replied, I do not want to be like Paul or any mere man. I want to be like Christ. I want to follow him, copy his teachings, drink in his spirit, and place my feet in his footprints. Oh, to be more like Christ. On a wall near the main entrance to the Alamo in San Antonio, Texas, is a portrait with the following inscription. James Butler Bonham. No picture of him exists. This portrait is of his nephew, Major James Bonham, deceased, who greatly resembled his uncle. It is placed here by the family that people may know the appearance of the man who died for freedom. No literal portrait of Jesus exists, but the likeness of the Son of God who made us free can be seen in the lives of his followers. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, precious Redeemer, pure as thou art, come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thine own image deep on my heart. R.G. Lee was a great preacher. Payday Someday was his famous sermon. Bellevue Baptist Church in Memphis, Tennessee. R.G. Lee, at 91 years of age, had been preaching in a church in Indiana, and the assistant pastor had been his host for the 3 days while he was there. A man was driving them both back to the airport, the man in the back seat with Dr. Lee, the assistant pastor, and the man driving him. And Dr. R.G. Lee, 91 years of old, looked over at that assistant pastor who had hosted him for 3 days, and he said, sir, you remind me more of Jesus than any man I've ever met. What a compliment. How can you think of anything more than that? Oh, my friends, just go to Jesus. We all experience doubt. Go to Jesus with your doubts. Remind yourself what the Lord has done. God doesn't have to do it my way, and my life is to remind others of Jesus. Lessons from a great man, John the Baptist. I hope that's been a blessing to you and a help to you. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow again on the broadcast. Until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.
smile.